It was a mammoth building, constructed of cast iron and glass, over 1 million feet of glass, encompassing 990,000 square feet of elegant space for exhibitions, concerts, and other public events. Built in 1851 and appropriately named the Crystal Palace, it was the setting for many a grand event in Victorian London. Today, it is all gone. Consumed by a fire in 1936, all that remains of this amazing edifice is a park bearing the name. Yet miraculously, we can still hear the sound of 4,000 voices raised in song at the Crystal Palace on a summer afternoon in 1888. These ghosts will sing for you in a moment. You are listening to Echoes of History. I'm Anthony Wellman. On the other side of the Atlantic Ocean from London's Crystal Palace, in a box stored away at the Edison National Historic Site in New Jersey, is a little tube made of wax, a phonograph record that has somehow survived over 120 years. Engraved on this fragile artifact are the delicate tracings of a concert recorded at the Crystal Palace way back in 1888. The magnificent Handel Festival, where a chorus of 4,000 voices sang Israel in Egypt to the accompaniment of a 500-piece orchestra. Thomas Edison's London-based sales agent, Colonel George Gouraud, arranged for one of Edison's latest phonographs to record the spectacle, to show the world what the little machine could do. The phonograph and its recording horn were positioned over 300 feet away from the singers, so it's amazing the primitive device captured any sounds at all. But it did, and you can still hear it today. Listen carefully now. Behind the scratchy sounds, you will hear the voices of over a century past, of Queen Victoria's England rising in triumphant song, just as they did on June 29, 1888. Voices sounding like a chorus of distant angels singing out to us from 1888, from a vanished building and a vanished era. It is the oldest known recording of a live public musical performance in existence. These historic moments in audio are brought to you by the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, ARSC, working to save our audio heritage. For more information on the world of audio preservation, visit arsc-audio.org. Our thanks to the Edison National Historic Site, National Park Service, United States Department of the Interior. This program was produced at Tabby Sound Studios.